Hi there, boys and girls. Welcome to the Children's Bible Club, coming to you from Santa Rosa Christian Academy of Florida in Milton, Florida. We're surely glad you've joined us today. Now, join the choir as they start the broadcast under the direction of Mr. Howard Woods. Choir for that good singing. Bible Clubbers, each week I try to share at least one letter from somebody who's listened to the Bible Club over one of the stations that we're on. Here's a blessed one this week from California. Dear Aunt Carolyn, we had the pleasure of hearing your great program again today, and we love your great Bible stories and love to hear those dear children sing. They're just great. We love to hear them sing praises to our wonderful Lord. God bless you all. Isn't that precious? And then they enclosed a gift for the ministry to help continue to give the gospel out to boys and girls across the country. Oh, we appreciate these dear friends, and we hope that you'll join the family of Children's Bible Clubbers who support the broadcast with their prayers every day and who, as often as they can, willingly give of their means in order to help keep the broadcast going out. And the Lord is good, and He has kept the ministry going, and we ask that you would join us in this faith ministry of getting the gospel out to boys and girls. We hope you'll take it on your heart, and that the Lord will bless you, and that you will let us hear from you this week. Write to me, Aunt Carolyn, Box 643, Milton, Florida. Join us in the ministry.
Thank you.
Jimmy worked hard on his little boat. Oh, he cut and sawed and sanded and painted and worked. He even made a pretty little sail for it. And when it was all done, he looked at it and thought, "Oh, what a pretty little boat. You're my boat because I made you." And he was so proud, he couldn't wait to get down to the lake and sail it and just see how well it would do. And it did do well. When he walked down to the lake and set it in the water, it nearly caught his breath. It looked so pretty. It was custom made, and he was so proud of it. He set it in the water and watched. Hooray! It floated, right side up even. Oh, this was great. His little boat that he made really did work. And it sailed in the sun so beautifully. Why, Timmy watched it as it floated, and he was so proud of it. And as he watched with pride and joy, a little breeze came up and blew it across the water, and Timmy thought, "Oh, isn't it pretty? And doesn't it sail nice? And isn't this just the best fun I ever had with a boat that I made my very own self?" And just as he was watching it with such pride, a bigger whiff of wind caught that little sailboat and pushed it out into the lake. Oh, Timmy ran to get it, and just as he ran, another little whiff of wind caught the sail and pushed the little boat further out into the lake, and again, and Timmy cried, "Little boat, oh no, little boat, come back!" And he even waded out into the lake as far as he could to try to reach, but the little boat had been blown beyond his grasp, and he couldn't get it. Oh, no! His little boat was gone. The little boat that he'd spent so many hours carving and sanding and painting and working on so carefully. Put his own money into buying the stuff for it. His boat was gone. Oh, his heart was sick. He fought back the tears as he waded back toward the shore. And started the long walk toward home. Oh no, his boat was gone. He never would see it again. Oh, he was sick, and he ran all the way home crying and up to his room. He was just sick. What would he do? He couldn't make another one like that. And nothing would satisfy his heart like his own little boat that he'd painted so well. Oh, days went by, and his heart was grieved, and he thought with time he'd surely get over it, but every day he thought about his precious little handmade boat. And then one day he was walking downtown, and he passed the second-hand store, and he looked in the window, and something caught his eye, and then it caught his breath, because that, look, it couldn't be. But it had to be. It had a pretty red sail, just like he'd made for his boat. The bottom was blue, just like he'd painted his. It had to be his boat. He ran inside the store, and he reached into the window and picked the little boat up. Indeed, there were his very own initials it had carved in the bottom of the boat. It was his very own boat. He grabbed it and ran up to the man at the desk. Mister, this is my boat. This is my boat. I have to take it home with me. And the man said, "Well, hold it there, sonny boy. That might have used to been your boat, but it's my boat now. 'Cause somebody found that boat across the lake and brought it in, and I paid that fella $2.50 for that boat. If you want that boat, you'll have to buy it from me." Jimmy's heart fell again. $2.50 for a boat that he'd made himself? Besides that, he didn't have $2.50, he didn't think. He ran out the door and all the way home fast as he could, right straight up to his room, opened his piggy bank till every little last penny fell out, and he began to count. 90, 98, 99, a dollar. $1.50, 75, 2. He counted out the pennies, and would you believe he barely had $2.50. He grabbed it up, wadded it into his pocket, and ran all the way back down to the store fast as he could go, ran into the door, up to the counter, and put every bit of his money on the desk for the man. The man counted it out. Sure enough, there was $2.50 of Timmy's hard-earned money. "Well," he said, "you've paid me. All right, you can have the boat, Sonny." Oh, Timmy grabbed that boat, and he hugged it to his breast, and he loved it, and he looked at it, red and blue, and his own initials on it. He was so happy to get it back, words wouldn't express it. And as he walked home, he said, "Oh, little boat, I love you, and you're so pretty, and now you're mine twice. First of all, because I made you, and now because I've bought you back." And oh, boys and girls, that's just a small picture of what the Lord did for you. He made you first of all things were made by him, and without him was not anything made. So he made you. You're his own by creation. And then when you went away from him, like the little boat went away from Timmy, because of your sin, you're separated from the Lord Jesus Christ and from God. And yet, Jesus loved you so much that he bought you back with his own precious blood. He shed his blood on the cross of Calvary for your sin. And now he has bought and paid for you. And you can have eternal life. And you can belong to God the Father through Jesus Christ the Son if you this day will open up your heart and receive the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior.
Into my heart, into my heart.
You have been listening to the Children's Bible Club broadcast with Aunt Carolyn and the Children's Bible Club Choir. The program is heard each week on this station at this same time, and we hope you will join us again next week, and be sure to tell your best friend to listen too. The Children's Bible Club is produced by the Santa Rosa Christian Academy of Florida in Milton, Florida. Be sure to write to Aunt Carolyn this week for information about the storybooks and tapes that are produced by the Children's Bible Club. These books and tapes can be used in Sunday school classes, day school, summer camp work, daily vacation Bible school, or in the home for story time. Aunt Carolyn would like to hear from you today. Be sure to mention the call letters of the radio station that you're listening to. Her address is Aunt Carolyn, Box 643, Milton, Florida, 32570. That's Aunt Carolyn, Box 643, Milton, Florida, 32570.